Now, property prices weathered the COVID-19 storm during the past 3 months. That's according to the Irish Independent Real Estate Alliance average house price index. There were predictions that the market was in for a shock during the outbreak. The average price dropped by just 0.5%. However, new trends are emerging as to what people are actually looking for when they're going house shopping. Gardens, potential home office space, and most crucially of all, broadband reliability have become the main questions to estate agents as people come to the realisation that home working is providing an ultimately practical option over commuting to city offices. So to discuss all of this, I'm joined in studio by Barry MacDonald, spokesperson of Real Estate Alliance, and I'm also joined on the line by PR executive at Carr Communications, Johnny Fallon, who is set up at home in Longford. And Johnny, thank you very much for joining me, and Barry indeed in studio. And I'll come to yourself, Barry, first, because there was a lot of talk when the COVID-19 pandemic hit about its impact or potential impact on house prices and that they would plummet, but that's not what you're seeing.
No, so far so good, I guess. The big word at the time throughout the early stages of the lockdown was uncertainty. You know, there was uncertainty about the wider economy and the impact that would have on the housing market. But what we've experienced so far since we've reopened for business and we've started doing house viewings again is that there is a pent-up demand, there's a lack of supply, it continues to be the case, and prices have not been impacted. A lot of the sales that were agreed before the lockdown came into place, they all progressed to completion, by and large. And really, we've found ourselves back in a position that we could have only really hoped for.
Okay, so that's good news for now, but you'd have to look at the factors that we're heading into. And we were speaking to Richard Grogan, the employment lawyer, a little earlier in the show, and he was saying he's already seeing a big wave of redundancies coming down the line. A lot of employment prospects are at the very least uncertain. We know some of the banks are just not giving mortgage approvals to certain people, depending on what their employment situation is. So do you expect it still to get worse?
Look, uncertainty will continue, I think, possibly for the rest of the year. But the big difficulty we've had is the lack of supply in our market. Late last year, the central bank came out with a recommendation that we needed 34,000 new units each year for the next 10 years. Last year, we completed 21,000, approximately two-thirds of what we need. And I can only imagine with the lockdown, that's going to be even less this year. So the lack of supply will continue to put upward pressure on prices into the future, in our opinion. Yet, of course, the wider economy and unemployment will inevitably have negative effects for some, but the difficulty for a lot of first-time buyers is just the lack of supply out there, and I think that will keep the market somewhat robust.
Okay, so what price differences then are we seeing between our cities and rural areas?
So Dublin, obviously, has always been where the more expensive property is, and that's continued to be the case. What our agents have reported, many of them around the country, we have approximately 55 agents operating all around the country, and the comments that came back with our quarterly report were very interesting in that a lot of them were reporting a push away from the large urban centres to more rural areas. And this is on all levels. Like, for example, I work in suburban Dublin. I'm in Lucan as a practicing estate agent. We're getting a lot of people who are coming from smaller residential properties, be them homes or apartments, looking to move out and get perhaps a bigger house with a garden. But on a more bigger basis, we're seeing, you know, I spoke yesterday to Harry Southern, who's our agent in Carlow, and he said it is extraordinary the numbers of inquiries he's getting from Dublin-based buyers looking to move out to Carlow. And the really interesting thing he said was he's always had inquiries from people, you know, looking to move out from Dublin, but the volume has certainly increased since lockdown. But the really interesting thing was that for the first time ever, he's seen people with no links to Carlow looking at it as an example of a place that they would be willing to work for because of what they'll get for their budget.
Okay, and actually we have, as I said, Johnny Fallon on the line there in Longford. Now, Johnny, you did have a link to Longford, but tell me what prompted you to move there.
Well, I suppose, Sarah, when we moved 10 years ago, and it was my home place, but my wife is from Dublin, so it was a pretty big change for her leaving the city to come down to rural Longford. But the choice was quite simple for us at the time, and I think it remains that way for many people today. We were either going to have a house where we were quickly outgrowing it. It was a three-bedroom semi, no front garden, townhouse style. One of the bedrooms is a box bedroom that you could barely fit a bed into. So we knew we were going to outgrow that house pretty quickly. There wasn't any space for kids to play. If we were going to get another house in another area and keep moving up that ladder, it was going to mean another job, looking for extra salary, continually pushing, working extra hours to earn more money to get there, or alternatively, move to Longford where we built the house we wanted, had the space we wanted, had the time and space to actually build what we wanted in that house. And I think that was the deciding factor for us.
And but what has been your experience ever practically then from a work perspective, like broadband, commuting, all of that?
Well, I suppose weirdly as it would turn out, my wife was a teacher, so she got a job in Leitrim, so that wasn't too bad for her, although it's a little bit of a commute, but by our standards, not too bad. For me, it was for the last 5 years, I've been up and down to Dublin every day, and that's a 2.25 hour commute door to door, up and back. Now, that's changed since lockdown, and I think that's one of the things that's probably changing for everybody is that we probably won't be going back to those long commutes, certainly not 5 days a week, because workplaces have discovered they don't need to do that, that you can actually survive with working from home. But there's always a trade-off. When you have a house, you either have a house in a wonderful location, but it's probably not the house that you actually wanted and doesn't have the space for you to grow or have things, but at least it's a short journey from work. Or you have the house you want, the job you want, and maybe you're going to have a commute. There will always be a trade-off. There will always be a trade-off living in a rural area of being away from services. Most of the parks, the swimming pools, the things that are provided as public services are still a long way from us, so we don't use them. But on the other hand, you become very self-sufficient in a rural economy, and you make do with what you have yourself, and you have a lot more space to actually achieve that.
So Barry, what exactly are people looking for then in terms of outside of Dublin? What are their key concerns?
So traditionally it was always the top three criteria that people looked for in a new home was quite laughably, as we've all heard, location, location, location. For some buyers that has really changed, and as you said at the top, you know, they're looking for larger gardens, they're looking for home offices, space within the home to work from. And then key, as you've touched on, is the broadband speed. So these are all things that people, and it's kind of, I suppose, it's, to some degree, it's a lifestyle choice for people. Our agent in Trim interestingly highlighted that they've received an awful lot of inquiries wondering, have they any properties coming up soon that would be country cottages? So they've obviously this image in mind of what they want, and they're, to some degree, for some people, escaping the rat race.
The white picket fence.
Yeah, exactly. Now, it's not for everyone. As Johnny touched on there, you know, presenteeism is key for a lot of employers. They're just not willing to, and maybe they can't. They just need people, operatives or otherwise, to be there on scene for their jobs. Obviously, we saw the likes of Twitter coming straight out and indicating they're happy for the majority of their workforce to work from home indefinitely into the future, which is amazing. But obviously, some employers might have a more traditional approach and continue to do so for a while.
Are there enough people, do you reckon, making those calls or exploring the possibility of moving outside of the big urban areas to pull down the prices a bit in the big urban areas because the demand might decrease?
I think the city centre...
Or even the commuter counties.
Yeah, I do think the city centre areas will always be in demand, naturally, you know, and obviously there is an awful lot of people who need to be present for their job. But it might just help to some degree the level of demand in the urban areas. It might help reduce.
And in terms
slightly.
Of what people are looking for in urban areas, then has that changed at all?
So far, yeah, we've seen certainly people are looking more towards the space that's on offer within the accommodation. So, for instance, outdoor space, whether it be balconies and apartments or larger gardens, parking area. Proximity to parks has become quite an interesting one, and people are, I suppose, seeing they want to get out more, they want to enjoy the areas in which they live. They don't want to just get in, have it as a base and live elsewhere. They want to enjoy their community.
All right, Johnny, final question to you. Would you recommend it?
Well, I certainly would, but then I'm lucky that, you know, I come from Longford, which is the best county in Ireland, naturally, anyway. So I'd always recommend Longford for everything. But certainly it made a big difference to us with kids, with life. You know, it just means, as you say, you make the best of your home life. And I think we maybe don't get enough time at home sometimes. But when you have that time there with your family, you really want to be able to appreciate it. Having a nice garden, a little bit of space makes the world a difference.
All right. Well, Johnny Fallon there in Longford, PR executive at Carr Communications, thank you very much for joining me this morning. And also Barry MacDonald, spokesperson of Real Estate Alliance, thank you also for joining me. It is just coming up to 12 o'clock now and we've time to take a quick look at some of today's headlines. The EU has named 14 countries whose citizens are deemed safe to be let in from tomorrow, but the US, Brazil and China are excluded. UK nationals are still to be treated in the same way as EU citizens until the end of the Brexit transition period. And a man in his 30s is in a critical condition in hospital after he was found with serious head injuries in Carrickmacross in County Monaghan. Well, that is all we have time for today. My thanks for listening. Today's programme was produced by Deirdre Neeline. Researcher was Niamh Lyons. Broadcast coordinator Geraldine Collins. On sound was Cara O'Hare. And it's over now to Ronan Collins.